o'clock, I will call the Public Works Committee meeting for Tuesday, October 15th, 2024. We have Alderman Soling, Alderman Cornelius, Alderman Merritt, and Alderman Cove present. We have staff. Are there any citizens' comments?
Got Terry and Grace online, so I don't know if we want to just...
Yeah, what I was thinking is we'll move her up toward to the first regular new business item. So if there's no other comments, we'll move on to minutes for corrections slash approval for September 17th, 2024. Good?
Yeah, nothing, I'm good.
Good, good. Okay, we'll take them as presented. Okay, new business, and Ms. Grace, we'll move you up to the top. So it's PW 2024-93, Grace Holistic Parking slash Garden Street. Alderman Trezier asked me to put this on my agenda, and I think he'll also be putting on his public safety agenda too, so next month. So if you want to address us.
Sure, thank you so much. So we've been in the building for 4 years and have never had any type of parking issue. We're a really small school. We have 60 students. Many are siblings, so there isn't a lot of traffic. Our parking lot, though, is very, very small. So what parents had been doing was parking on both sides of the street. Once the We Grow Kids sold and the early intervention came, they didn't have a parking lot initially, so the street traffic became really awful on Woodsage Avenue. I believe at that point the retirement community thought it was us because I got a lot of angry calls. I think that's what initiated the no parking sign. But now that the early intervention has a parking lot, there's really no traffic issue anymore. But what the no parking sign does for us is it limits like 10 more spots. So parents are parking blocks away sometimes, especially for like a special event, like a pre-K graduation or something. So I was just wondering if there was any chance that we could potentially allow parking for just that pickup and drop off time frame. That would help us out a lot.
Is the parking restriction on Garden Street or is it on Woodsage?
It is on Garden Street.
Okay. So that's the proposal. So are you aware of any double-sided parking issues at all?
No, there have never been any. And this building used to be special ed co-op building.
Sure.
So it's been used for education for years and there's never been an issue.
Okay.
The safety kind of issue too is like when the kids, there's no school crossing sign or anything, there is a crosswalk, but it is nice to also have the parents able to park right there so the kids don't have to cross the street.
Okay. Eric, do you have?
We have something like at Parkview, we have no parking during certain times, but it allows for the pickup and drop off. Would something like that work, Terry?
That would be wonderful.
Okay. And we do have a no parking here at a corner on that street for quite a ways, just for site distances, which we'll keep, obviously. And you are correct. That was because the parking lot was gravel and they were trying to get it paved, and then the early childhood had just moved in there. And we were receiving complaints from the residents of Prairie Gardens. So that's why the no parkings went up at that time. And I think since then they've got it straightened out and we could probably look at creating a pickup and drop off like we have at Parkview.
Okay, so Garden Street is currently not no parking allowed?
Both sides.
Both sides, okay.
Because it was you couldn't get through.
Okay.
Oh, that it's no parking on both sides? I thought it was one side
only. It's
only
one side.
One side, it is the north side.
Okay.
Sorry.
And so your proposal is to allow it on both sides for pickup and drop-off times only?
Only. And there still be no parking during a good portion of the day?
Okay.
That would help us out quite a bit.
Okay. I guess my proposal then would be for us to take a look at it, have police or engineering, do some observation of the area, map it out, kind of then bring a proposal back next month if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I do know that Dan will probably bring it up at public safety in December, I think. So, I've never I didn't get the emails from you, but Dan did forward them to me, so.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys spending time.
For staff's sake, what would, if you had to guess the times, what would those be like? What were you thinking?
Sure. Our drop-off is from 8:15 to like 8:45, so it's probably those 30 minutes in the morning. And then our pickup time, I mean, the parents, school's out at 2:30, but parents and grandparents especially probably line up a little bit earlier. So I don't know, even 2 to 3, if you could at pickup, would be incredible. If we need a smaller time frame, maybe 2:15 to 2:45. I'm not sure what Perkley does.
Yeah, I'll look at that one, and I'll also look at what the early childhood does and try to make it all so it works together.
Yeah, there's really no traffic at all now that they have that in egress-ingress, you know, opportunity. So, yeah.
Nope, that sounds good.
Is that good for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we will be following up with you.
Okay, thank you guys. Have a great night.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, item 1, EW 2024-81, Capital Improvement Projects Update.
All right, within your packets, there's a detailed memo listing out all the capital improvement projects and the status. So I'll just comment on a few of them, and then if anybody has any questions on the rest of them, we can address it. The well number 10 project, the actual drilling of the well on the high school property, that is getting teed up for construction. So that work should start in early November, and we've been coordinating with the school, having pre-construction meetings scheduled and things like that. So that is moving forward. The YBSD/Center Street water main project, that was held up for quite a while due to some permitting issues. Those have been getting resolved, and we recently had a pre-construction meeting, and we anticipate that work also starting in November, and that should be a relatively short construction to that. Then the local road program, very active, very busy, with a lot of work to get done in a short amount of time. So all sorts of operations that have been occurring over the last couple weeks. Concrete removals and replacements, milling, paving, and all those things are moving ahead. It looked like they'll be wrapped up toward the end of this month. Faxon Road was added in, if you may recall, due to the settlement of the case, and they're milling that in the last couple days or two. They still have some more work to be done, but we anticipate that work being done by November 1st. Then on the planning side, a tremendous amount of things going on, a lot of projects related to the Cyrus One. We will be planning on anticipating going out to bid on a couple of water main projects and an underground sanitary sewer extension project in November or December, and propose to get those built over the wintertime. Cyrus One is tentatively signed off on that schedule, so you'll see that coming up soon. And then we have the half a dozen or so Lake Michigan related design projects. All are progressing and at different stages. Some of them have a very aggressive schedule due to the funding that we're getting through the IEPA, the low interest loan funding. There is no sway in the timeline there. So basically we have to be out to bid and take bids by March to be able to get the money before the end of their fiscal year. So you'll see a lot of activity over the next coming months on the Lake Michigan and other underground utility projects as well. And then maybe one final thing to note, the pavement management update. So we have received the data from our subcontractor, and we're sorting through that. So our goal is to try to bring something to the committee probably in the February timeframe and bring forth a new five-year plan. But the plan that we brought forth last month is consistent with the data that we're seeing, so we're taking on some of the streets that we did anticipate where it was necessary. So there's a lot more in there, but I'd be happy to address any questions anybody may have.
Okay.
I saw Todd's email about the punch list items over in Converse. We expect that to be done.
Wrapping up. I think there's only a couple of minor things, but wrapping up the landscaping. So
I think that was covering up the stuff we went through.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then 224 Georgiana was the last one.
Okay. The only thing
is Game Farm is the gas service, but that is not part of the project.
No. the mailbox that we replaced?
Yeah.
They put a dented one in.
That was brand new.
Okay.
So somebody dented it.
No, but the day that you put it in, it sent me a picture of it.
We can get a new one. That's easy.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, we bought that brand new.
Okay.
We can absolutely replace that. No worries.
Okay. That's all I got.
Okay. We'll move on to item two. PW 2024-82 quarterly bond and letter of credit reductions summary.
Yeah, just the typical summary that we provide on a quarterly basis. A little bit of activity last quarter. Two projects had one had a release, one had a reduction, Wendat Ridge and Heartland Meadows. And be happy to address any questions that anybody may have.
Good. Okay. Item three. PW 2024-83 Grand Reserve Unit 6 acceptance.
We have another unit in Grand Reserve that's being moved forward toward acceptance. So they've completed the punch list work outside of the sidewalk and parkway trees as noted in the memo. But we are recommending acceptance at this time. This starts the 1-year clock. We are keeping money back for the sidewalk that is not complete in the parkway trees. We'll take a look at where things are a year from now. If there's still sidewalk to remain, the general procedure is that they'll keep a bond in place until that work is fully complete. But those lots are actively being sold and marketed and being built upon. So we anticipate most of that sidewalk being wrapped up.
Okay. Good. Okay. Chris, I don't want to forget you. Anything on that one?
No, I'm good right now.
Okay. Item four, PW 2024-84, North Point, and it's a sign easement.
Yeah, there's a memo in a packet along with an exhibit, but this is something actually the city requested from North Point, and they are granting this particular easement, and Eric, this is for the
monument sign for Fox Hill. We finally found a spot, and they were willing to give us the easement, so we'll take it.
So certainly we're recommending consideration of approval from the council. Okay.
So this was an IDOT thing, right?
IDOT took the original sign and paid us for it, but did not do anything to help us find a spot for the new sign, but won't let us put it on their right of way nor on the wall. So we had to find a spot to put the sign, and now we'll have to have a new sign made. We got paid $23,000, I believe.
Okay. The reason why this is going to come up again, probably when they widen on the south side of town, I think the Winnedette entrance is another brick monuments.
It depends on which side they widen.
Yeah, it was brought to my attention. They met with them, and that there might be some issues. And then those people were asking me, will they pay them if they have to take them
it's
out?
It's an HOA owned
side. Not us, right?
Correct.
Okay.
No, they will pay them, but they don't pay for moving the sign. They pay them for the sign.
For this, for Fox Hill, okay.
Do we want? I'm sorry, Ken. Do we want any of these on consent?
I think this is the first one, right?
The Grand Reserve Unit 6 acceptance.
Yeah, that could be consent, right? And I would say this one here probably could be consent. List. Chris, the Fox Hill sign. Any comments?
I'm good with it, and consent if you can.
Okay. Then that's what we'll do. Go on, consent with that one.
About this time of year, Chris and I have questions about it.
So yeah, once a year. Now you have a good answer.
Okay, item five. P PW2024-85 Quick Trip easement plat.
All right, another easement item. This is related to the proposed gas station at Quick Trip on the south side of town at 47 and 71. So these easements are just necessary as part of the development and include, you know, utility easements as well as a stormwater management easement. And we are recommending acceptance of these.
Good, Chris. If we are, then I would put that on consent as well.
No issue.
Go ahead. What's that?
You said no issue.
Okay. All right.
No issues on that one.
Okay, and we'll put that on consent too. Item 6, PW2024-86, 2025 Road to Better Roads Program Design Engineering Agreement.
Okay, so this is for next year's program. As we reviewed, I think it was last month, Beecher Road, Water Parkway, and some Prairie Meadow streets. So in order to get that project going for a spring bid, we've got this contract for design engineering and an amount of $86,979. It is with EEI, and the costs are included within the budget.
Okay. Anything, Chris?
Nothing.
Okay. I'm wondering if that should be regular agenda since it affects everybody pretty much, so.
Yeah,
let's put it on regular agenda. Item 7, PW2024-87, 2025 Local Road Program Design Engineering Agreement.
This is our subdivision program. Same concept, design engineering with EEI. The dollar amount of $164,960, and it's going to cover roads in Heartland Circle and Bristol Bay.
Good, Chris?
Yeah, is this one more in line with our, you know, cost per linear foot? Yeah,
this particular section is substantially larger, so the initial one was probably about $1.4 million worth of construction estimate. This one is probably closer to three or larger.
Okay, that makes sense. That works for me.
Okay, and I'll put that on regular agenda too, I think, since for everyone to have an opportunity. Item 8, PW2024-88, East Alley Water Main Improvements Design Engineering Agreement.
Another design contract with EEI. This is for the East Alley Water Main Project we've talked about in relation to the FS property, or the Hydraulic District as it's now called. It is for $81,273, and it is included in the budget.
Good. Chris? Anything?
Is this something that we are going to initially fund out of TIF or out of reserve fund, or how are we funding this initially?
This is being funded out of a water fund currently.
Okay, and then if we do get the grant, is this one of those fees that is reimbursable under the grant?
I don't believe so, no. I think we were planning on, we're using it as a match, so we're planning on funding it, designing it, and getting the project ready to go in anticipation of either a grant announcement or a funding plan.
And if we don't move forward with something because grants don't happen, we would just be positioned for this one if we chose to fund it, correct?
Yeah, we have to do this one as part of the Lake Michigan project, so but it's wrapped into the grant application too.
And I would like Eric would like to comment.
Yeah, this was a pre-1980s water main, so this was on our list of replacements no matter what. This just happened to work in the timing with the FS property in East Alley and worked good for the match. So we thought that would be the best use for that.
Okay. Just I guess for a point of reference then, that type of information would be helpful in the packet, in the memo, more than just the fact that it's part of our grant application.
Understood.
Okay.
Thank you much.
And we'll put on regular agenda as well then. Okay. Item 9, PW 2024-89, well number 10 and well number 7, water treatment plant electrical improvements, recommendation of award.
Yes, there's a detailed memo along with the bid tab within the packet. So what this work is, so for well number 10, we've had multiple projects. So we've got the raw water main, which has already been constructed. We've got the actual drilling of the well, which has been awarded. That's the project I referred to earlier that's going to start in November. And then what this work is the electrical components. It is the site work. It's the remaining piping that needs to be complete to make the well functional. So the well drillers don't like to do this work. They just like to drill wells. So this work will complete that project and allow it to be functional. We tied this into some electrical work at well number 7 because electrical work at 10. Tried to get similar contractors also down at number 7. So that's the way we combined the project. The work at number 7 basically is to get everything set up so a generator could be connected to that facility. The electrical work and gear is worn out, not in good shape for connecting a generator to it at the moment, so quite a bit of rehab work has to be done to bring it up to speed to be able to allow that. So I know that's been a goal for Eric and the water department for a long, long time. So the two combined came out to be, as far as the bids go, slightly over $2.4 million. We had two bidders, two local bidders, the low bidder being H. Lenderman & Sons, located out of Plano, but certainly they've been around the area for quite some time. And it was substantially lower than our estimates in total. So we are recommending moving forward with the award to H. Lenderman, and be happy to address any other questions or comments that anybody may have.
So just one and a half top. So the $3.5 million, that was, is that in the budget? That was budgeted number, so the savings is really pretty good then.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We will no doubt use that for Lake Michigan improvements.
Okay.
Right.
Matt? Great. Chris?
Bless you. I'm good with that one.
Okay. We'll put this one on the regular agenda with the amount, so. Item 10, PW 2024-90, well number 10 and well number 7, water treatment plant electrical improvements, construction engineering agreement.
Okay, so this is the construction engineering component of the project that we just talked about. It was not a memo in the packet because we got it a little bit close to packet deadline and then shuffled it off. It is a total contract of $132,904, estimated obviously because we're doing construction project. This dollar amount is in the budget, and the contract is with the EEI, obviously.
Chris, anything?
Nope.
Okay. Probably ought to put that one on regular, too. That'll be a busy night. Item 11, PW 2024-91, Lake Michigan, the WIFIA loan application change order and contract amendment.
Okay, so last year we approved a contract with EEI using Stantec as a subconsultant. Stantec is a large national engineering firm that has worked on multiple WIFIA applications prior to, so they've been helpful as we compile our own WIFIA application materials. That contract value was about $84,000. What we have found is we've gotten into it, the amount of time that EEI and Stantec expected to spend on it has been far exceeded by the amount of time that we actually spend on it. So that's a combination of just the project progressing, being delayed by multiple factors, at least during the due diligence phase, and then decisions by the WIFIA staff and EPA, basically to do regular meetings and kind of talk us through some different things related to our relatively unique application. So EEI and Stantec have estimated their time that they've spent, and that will get us to the finish line here in a few months, and are requesting a change order in the amount of about $57,000. So that will take us up to about $141,000 in total contract value. This money wasn't budgeted, obviously, because it was unexpected. But we do have different things that we've saved money on, including the last bidding items coming in under budget. So Rob is opining that we don't need a budget amendment to do it as long as you guys feel that it's reasonable. So we took a look at it, the amount of time spent and everything. I participated in most of the WIFIA meetings. I feel it's warranted, and so I recommend approval. Steve?
Okay. Good.
Great.
Good.
Chris?
Is the split mostly part of the additional cost a split between and PEI, or does it come more from one?
It was close to 50-50. It's 29 for EEI and 27 for Stantec. So, yeah, 50-50.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay, and I'll we'll put that one on the regular agenda, too. And lastly, item 12, PW 2024-92, meeting schedule for 2025.
You have no meeting conflicts with holidays next year, so as long as you're good with keeping it on the third Tuesday of the month at 6 p.m., we will publish as is.
Right, good. Great. I'm good with that, too. And that can be on the consent.
It doesn't even need to go on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
You have the authority here All to right. do that yourself. So.
As long as we're not going by 10 o'clock, I'm good.
So, old business, I see none, because we covered item 13, unless there's nothing we else need to talk, discuss, right?
Okay. We'll go take a look and,
okay.
Report back next month.
No old business that I can see, any additional business?
Just my inquiry on the Fox Hill, sorry, Cabin's Ridge curbs on the end there. Did we get any? Yeah, where the it seemed to be kind of cut off. I got it from Matt Huber, who's a resident over there. Chris, I don't know if you got anything as well.
Yeah, I walked it with Chris last Friday.
Yeah.
And we addressed a lot of stuff, and I know that some of that was curb related, where it looked a little goopy, where it looked high,
yeah,
or it looked something.
Yeah, and it looked like it was kind of cut, so it wasn't even with the rest of the curvature of the other three components there. That was before the full concrete went in, so I don't know how it looks now.
I kind of, like I told Chris, I said, let's wait till the whole process is, till we get it milled out, till we get it all the concrete in, and let's see what it looks like. Because I know that they worked, they shot them. I know Chris had said one looked lower than the other, and it actually was, but it's going to function correctly,
right.
Which is the way it's supposed to be. It just looks different than it was.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Chris?
I think I lost the connection for a moment.
The Cottons Ridge.
If you guys, so I heard part of what Maddie was saying, but then I didn't hear Eric's. But just following up on that, I know Eric and I did walk it. There's still some items that creep up, so I'll chat with him offline. A lot of it, it's a lot of work that's going on, and it looks better once it gets finished. I know the land.
Yeah.
We lost you if you can hear us.
All right.
He's
well,
gone completely mute now.
Okay, so he said he's going to follow up.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. And we have regular conversations, so we'll keep in contact.
Okay. I figured he was a bit closer to it, being all that he lives in that subdivision.
Yeah.
Sure.
So if there's nothing else, meeting adjourned at 6:27. Thank you.